Simen Shin Pei Vav Seif Dalad. Now, what can you use for Shtuf Mavois? We said that unlike Eruv Chatzeres, which has to be done with pas with bread or matzah, Shtuf Mavois can be done with all types of foods. The Machaber says Shtuf Mavois is done with all types of foods. Even if you have four or five different foods, four or five meaning Meichel, that can be starved together for Shtuf Mavois. And how much food does it have to be? It has to be enough for Muslim Shtei Sudas, enough food for two Sudas, for somebody two Sudas from. Mr. Burr explains that once you have a share of Muslim Shtei Sudas, then even if you have a Mavli that has 1,000 people living in it, it's good enough, works for Shtuf Mavois. Like we said in some Shin Samaches of Gimel, the same concept by Ruf HaChatzeris, that once you have that share, it's enough no matter how many people live in the Chatzer. Same thing here, no matter how many people live in the Mavli, it will suffice. Sif Hei, the Machaber says, all types of food, Shtuf Mavois, except the bunch of exceptions that's going to serve here. Gudonius, Shahuk Shlezer, Gudonius is a type of fruit. And they got hard. Mr. Burr explains that the stalks got hard and the zera seeds are growing in them. It's hard to eat them, and therefore it's not good. Tavlin spices cannot be used because lav b'nei achila, because it's not something that a person eats. Used as a spice, it's not something that's used for food for itself. Therefore, you cannot use tavlin, not use spices. At the end of the sif, Machab brings the yesh emrim. Is a shita that holds the Ram holds that you could use tavlin for shtuf mavois over here, and the Mr. Burr explains over there because since you get spice with the food. So that's the Shivas to use for Shtuf Mavois, and the Shir is a Chatzir Vias, half of a Revias. Now, Shabur says there, the maybe Shas Chak, Semach, the Seisharim, but you should rather avoid using Tavlin, that's what it says in the Chayodim. Shivas Chasim Sefer, though, he promotes using Tavlin and Pupulin, and says that even says the Shir how much it is and the measurements they had back then in Europe, and says he could use it for Shtuf Mavois. Allah Chalmaisim, Chalik, and the Chayodim, Chasim Sefer, whether one should rely on the Shitas Rambam or not. Continuing which things you cannot use for Shtuf Mavois, Pulin Yavation, Chabas dried beans, Mr. Burr says, because never eaten raw, they're only eaten cooked, has to be something they eat in this form. Also, the leaves of an onion that did not grow a certain amount yet, Mr. Burr says, even the onions themselves, you could use them, whether you eat them directly or use them to malafis your food, eat together with your bread, together with your food, but the leaves, when they only grew very little, they're very sharp, it's like a poisonous experience, and if one cannot use them. Only when they get bigger, then they become like the onion itself, that I can use them for Shtuma voice, as long as they have enough of a shear that can be used to malafis, to use, like to eat together with your bread of two sudas. Same with the shear of like cream cheese, with the amount of cream cheese or peanut butter, with the amount of peanut butter you put on, a mazon shtei sudas of pas. Machaber says you cannot use kamein pitris, which typically translates as mushrooms. The Shabur says even if they're cooked, and the reason is because people didn't use them in those days, not as a food for the meal itself, nor to malafis the pas, nor as like a side to their bread. They're only eaten randomly here and there, like as a snack. Not use not as a suda, and not to malafis the bread, not to have together with the bread. But the Biragra argues and says that you could use cooked, maybe just cooked mushrooms for Shtuf Mavois. You cannot use kafnias, or bad dates that didn't get ripened properly, not doshim, not lentils, not chidim asarim, not wheat and barley. This means raw lentils, and raw wheat and barley, because they're not real achila. Shabur says something raw rice, or millet, or beans, which can't be eaten like that, you cannot use them. The Rashba says though the klois, if you like roasted the kernels of wheat over the fire, that's very something that's edible, that's something they could use for Shtuf Mavois. Machaber says they can't use vegetables that are partially cooked if they're raw. So many vegetables eaten raw, those vegetables you can use them raw. If it's cooked, if it's the type of vegetable that's typically eaten cooked, you can use it. However, if it's in between, that's not edible in this form, at this level, then it cannot be used for Shtuf Mavois. That's be edible the way it is now. You can't use water by itself or salt by itself, because it's not meat of the muzzin. But the Machaber says you mix the water and the salt together, make salt water, then you could use it, because now it can be eaten together with bread, as long as they have enough of the salt water, a shear, to malafis, to eat together with bread of two sudas, like we keep saying. There's a yesh arim, there's another to hold on. The salt water has to be only with shaman of oils added into it. Salt water and shaman together, that's where it's something that's chashivas to use it for air, for shtuma voice, but the salt water by itself would not be enough. We're discussing a case where there wasn't enough shaman of oil to be a shear by itself, together with the salt water, it has enough to be a shear. The Ma'is Mishabur says we pass like the freshita, a salt water does work even without adding shaman. Salt by itself is no good, and neither is water by itself, but salt water together does work for shtuma voice.